It's April 1st, April Fool's Day. Let's find out a little bit more about it. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning. I'm always sort of a little hesitant about talking about this, thinking that I'll be lured into some
I'm not going to say anything about a volcano in the Blue Hills, which I still can't get over.
Gracious.
I thought that was good.
Really,
but I know that this is one day that does not originate in Marshfield, although there is a question about when this day did originate, where and when, and was it hundreds of years ago?
It's hundreds of years ago, but what's complicated, it's one of these things that, and this is, historians get into the situation where they're frustrated not to be able to put a date on things. We can say when this was first, the term was first used in English, which is in the 17th century, about the time people came here to New England, so they've long known about this tradition, probably earlier in other parts of Europe. There's a theory that it has to do with the change of the beginning, the formal beginning of the year from in March to January 1st, which is earlier on in countries in Europe than in England. But I'm not sure that someone getting up and thinking that it was the new year in March and so then being called an April Fool makes much logical sense. It's a long tradition in France where they're a little bit nicer perhaps than us because they make fun of people with tricks, but they call them April Fish. That is the idea that the first fish of the season or young fish lunge at anything, and that's the essence of an April Fool's trick. And the tradition there is to attach a little, probably on paper or card, fish to your back, whereas in here and elsewhere, there was a long tradition of attaching a sign that said, kick me, or something like that.
Or putting a whoopee cushion under the seat. Right.
Exactly.
Not quite
right.
As nice. Now, what about New England? It seems like, you know, even though with all these staid New Englanders, people here love a good joke.
Yes, and I think they like a good practical joke. You know, like the tradition in a small town in New England is strangers come through and give them either convoluted or wrong directions to wherever they're trying to go. That's sort of what, there's a kind of wryness of the traditional Yankee humor that this is an opportunity for it. It's also worth thinking that there probably is some seasonal aspect of this because we have like nice tricks, so to speak, on April Fool's Day, and then sort of often meaner tricks on Halloween. And those are two opposite ends of this sort of calendar people lived by early on. So you stab that in both, but some of these things cross over. So the volcanic eruption in the Blue Hills that's in 1980 is kind of a famous television stunt, so to speak. But probably the most famous one, which sounds like an April Fool's trick, is the War of the Worlds broadcast back in the 1930s. But that's a Halloween trick rather than an April Fool's trick.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to try to stay out of trouble today. And of course, as usual, we always appreciate your information and approach to all these wonderful topics. Again, that's Peter Drummy with the Mass Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us, as always, today.
My pleasure and good luck.
Thank you. I need it.